USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Even as movie theaters, gyms, and salons are opening, and some states are allowing indoor dining, daily life in the United States won't get back to normal until at least late 2021, when a vaccine for COVID-19 could be widely distributed, according to the nation's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And despite the fact the president said we're turning the corner in a campaign speech yesterday, Fauci disagrees.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with that, because if you look at statistics, they are disturbing. When people will be spending more time indoors, and that's not good for a respiratory-borne virus, you don't want to start off already with a baseline that's so high.
A report published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that adults who tested positive for COVID-19 were twice as likely to report having eaten at a restaurant indoors within the last 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill allowing prisoners who fight fires while incarcerated to have their records expunged once they're released. This would clear a path for the inmates to become regular firefighters, something they were unable to do previously. The bill lets prisoners who served at a state firefighting camp or on a county fire hand crew to apply, as the court can erase their convictions so they can qualify as EMTs. The Golden State has long relied on inmates to fight fires, and approximately 3,100 inmates are currently helping keep flames at bay during the West Coast fires. New political polls show the race tightening in four battleground states, with Joe Biden having a slight edge now over President Donald Trump, including one of the key states Trump flipped to the Republican column in 2016. The New York Times poll shows Biden leading in Minnesota, slightly ahead in Wisconsin, and closer races in Nevada and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Buckeye State is searching for a new health director again, and the details are right here from USA's Kenneth Burns.
Joan Duve was appointed Ohio's new health director by Governor Mike DeWine, but she backed out, citing harassment of her predecessor. Duve, who has been serving as South Carolina's public health director, told the state newspaper that conversations in which she learned about the difficulties faced by predecessor Amy Acton led her to reject the job in her home state. The Washington Post reports that public health workers around the country have faced a wave of protests in addition to political pressure since the pandemic had prompted widespread shutdowns. Acton had earned praise for her calm, stern approach, but that praise was followed by scorn, protests, and challenges to her authority. She ultimately left the post in June.
At least 8,800 migrant children who arrived at the southern border without their parents have been swiftly expelled from the country and denied U.S. refuge during the pandemic under an emergency policy, according to the Trump administration. In addition to the unaccompanied minors, approximately 7,600 members of migrant families with children have been expelled at the U.S.-Mexican border since the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a public health order authorizing these expulsions in mid-March. While single adults accounted for more than 159,000 expulsions, they've been carried out under the unprecedented restrictions which the Trump administration says are designed to avert coronavirus outbreaks inside migrant holding facilities among the broader U.S. population. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.